This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Israeli military confirmed on Friday that it had killed top Hezbollah commander Ibrahim Akil and other senior commanders of the movement's Radwan Special Forces Unit in a strike in southern Beirut, sharply escalating the year-long conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed group. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It was Israel's deadliest such attack on Lebanon's capital since the 2006 war with Hezbollah. The Israeli military says the strike killed Ibrahim Akil, who has been sanctioned by the U.S. for the deadly 1983 attacks on Americans in Beirut. The Israeli strike came after Hezbollah pounded northern Israel with dozens of rockets. The attacks followed this week's deadly explosions of Hezbollah pagers and walkie-talkies attributed to Israel, amid fears the Gaza war might now spread into a regional one.
Everything we're doing is going to be involved in trying to prevent that outcome.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says there's still time for a diplomatic solution instead of escalation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The worst floods to hit Central Europe in at least two decades have left a trail of destruction from Romania to Poland, submerging cars and leaving authorities and householders with a bill for damages that will run into billions of dollars. Akos Fanyodi lives in the suburbs of Budapest.
To be honest with you, we are safe. Our house is in a safe situation, but of course the water level is quite high.
He and others are bracing for more. The Danube River is expected to peak around or slightly above 8.5 meters in the city, likely on Friday or on Saturday. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Residents in Kyiv have been told to stay indoors as air pollution blankets the Ukrainian capital. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the pollution results from the burning of peatlands and other wildfires combined with autumn temperature fluctuations. The capital woke up to thick smog with the rancid smell of blazing fires in the air. Some people were spotted wearing masks. The Ukrainian capital has topped a list of the most polluted major cities early Friday in a real-time database by IQ Air, a Swiss company that monitors air quality levels. Officials warn about an increased concentration of suspended particles, such as dust, soot, and smoke in the air. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will not appear at former President Donald Trump's North Carolina rally after a report on alleged online comments. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who's running for the state's top post, will not speak or appear at former President Trump's rally on Saturday in his state. That's according to a person on the Trump campaign and a second person familiar with the matter. This is all fallout from a CNN report about his alleged post on a pornography website's message board. In a video released on X, Robinson says he's staying in the race.
This race right now, our opponents are desperate to shift the focus here from the substantive issues and focus on what you are concerned with to salacious tabloid trash.
Robinson's running against the state attorney general, Josh Stein. I'm Shelley Adler.
In testimony before a U.S. Coast Guard investigative panel, paid passenger Fred Hagen says his 2021 trip on Ocean Gate's Titan to the wreck of the Titanic did not go well.
The starboard thruster failed, and we realized that all we could do was spin around in circles, like making right turns. Well, obviously, we weren't going to be able to navigate to the Titanic.
The Titan submersible imploded last year while on another trip to the Titanic wreckage site. A Coast Guard investigative panel has listened to 4 days of testimony. Hagen was first to testify on Friday. Venezuela's government, quote-unquote, categorically rejected a United Nations human rights report on Friday, criticizing repression of political opponents and children in the wake of contested elections, saying it was a sign of coercion against the state. A UN fact-finding mission on human rights violations presented the report to the Human Rights Council in Geneva earlier in the day, in which it said the Venezuelan state was using harsher and more violent methods to repress political opponents and dissidents after the disputed July 28th vote. Venezuela's highest court declared Nicolas Maduro the election winner, but his opposition says it's Edmundo Gonzalez. I'm Christina Menenti.